Welcome to the Bank Marketing Show, the podcast that engages and informs you for success in today's marketplace. It's the show that will make you a better marketer with trends, tactics, and inspiration from experts and industry leaders. If you're wanting to impact your personal success and position your bank as the best choice in your market, you're in the right place. Now let's dive into today's show with your hosts, Chris and Dan.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Bank Marketing Show. Dan and I are super glad to be with you today and very excited about the show that we have ahead. So how are you, Dan?
I'm doing all right. Doing all right. You doing well?
Yes. Good day.
Good. Love to hear it. And welcome everybody. Yeah. Today, we're kind of continuing our series on strategic planning, going through all the segments of strategic plans. So if you haven't listened to the strategic planning episode, if you're a new subscriber, welcome. But that kind of sets the stage. Today, we're down in products and offers. So we're going to go through ways to think about how to talk about your products. So every bank has a pretty similar set of products that you're used to talking about month in and out, year in, year out. We're going to talk through a couple ways to change your perspective on that, help differentiate your ads and your messaging a little bit. And I think our other two topics left are budgeting and then a deeper dive on messaging. So we're kind of getting through the strategic planning phase.
Yeah.
But that should be a good conversation today.
Dan, hopefully the majority of our, or ideally a lot of our listeners are marketers, or at least that's part of the hat that they wear, that kind of thing. So if you're not that, plug your ears for just a second with what I'm about to say, okay? But anybody listening that has anything to do with marketing can relate to what I'm about to share. As I was thinking about you and I talking about products and offers today, how many of us as marketers or marketing agency people are handed a wet sponge to go, well, go sell it. Go, you know, go, we want to increase by X amount for, you know, deposit account customers, loan customers, whatever the case may be. And great, what is the product? What is the offer? Really?
Okay. Yeah, I'm on a lot of status calls where it's, our CEO wants us to push HELOCs. HELOCs is a big thing now that mortgage rates are going up, right? Like it kind of always comes down from the top in that, that phase. And that's probably not going to change, but what we're going to talk about is like, what do you do with that information when you get it?
There you go.
Before you just go out and push HELOCs, you know, we want to get you a little beyond like the, spinning sandwich board, you know, on the street corner outside of the bank with HELOC written on it.
There you go. Hey, that could be fun.
That could be part of it. But how do we get from that to something compelling and something exciting?
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So everybody else can take your earmuffs off now.
Yeah.
Yeah. you know, the movie Old School with your earmuffs and yeah. So Dan, I think as you and I were preparing and talking about this, what's really important are the early stages of this. Mm-hmm. So instead of the wet sponge to go and market, let's maybe talk for a minute about the formulation of that and assume that our listeners today can be impactful early enough in the conversation with C-suite folks, with your core provider partners, with your committee that are forming, you know, the new deposit account products or the new loan products or the what is the HELOC, what is the personality of it, you know, and what it's going to be. So I think it's so crucial that as we can to step into the room with those meetings and the planning process for that and with forethought, right? Ideally.
Yeah. I mean, you know, most banks work on a pretty regular schedule, right? I mean, there's market forces that change it. But if you're having a planning meeting at the beginning of the year for your bank, you probably know that means, you know, ag operations loans, or we're getting ready for mortgage season, or, you know, it varies on your region and exactly what you specialize in, but there's some stuff you can do I think, you know, before a planning meeting, you kind of know where it might go. And so you can do some, I don't know where you're going with that certain point in mind, Chris, but where my mind goes is, you know, around, you can start doing some research. You can start looking at what you did last year, thinking about ways to, you know, improve it. You can look at what competitors are doing for those products and bring those things to the planning meeting and help your C-suite sort of form perspective on what to go after and how.
Dan, one of our prior episodes, we talked about audience. Okay. And went pretty deep dive into audience and how closely related that is to messaging. And that's kind of where my brain was going with this. Okay. So formulate, what does the ideal customer for this product that we're talking about doing look like?
Yeah.
What do they, you know, what do they eat for breakfast? How do they look? How do they talk? What are they, you know, and all those things that we went to into extensively with audience. And look at this product planning from that audience's perspective, rather than purely from us as the bank's perspective, correct? And us as the planners of it. So, because we're so prone as business operators to go into, well, we need to increase whatever, fill in the blank, loans or deposit account, whatever the case may be. And so here's what we need to do. We need to offer these rates. We may look at this way. And here you go, marketers, go push it out there. What? Wait just a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a question that a lot of that's often missed in planning in between, you know, in between that first step of we need to push mortgages and the Facebook ad or whatever that advertises mortgages. And the step in between is something to the effect, the question you should be asking is something to the effect of, well, what's the best way for our bank to do that? And it's not just saying, go out and offer this to people shopping for homes. It's like, what's our sweet spot mortgage? Who do we want to go after the most? Who can we help the most? What
there
do we specialize
go.
In? Right. You know, we always come back to this point on the show of banks are commoditized. Every bank has pretty much the same products, at least from the consumer perspective. Like some of you may cringe when I say that and think, no, well, we're different. But if it doesn't come out in your ads and your messaging, you're not different in the eyes of the consumer that you're trying to attract. So, you know, I think what you're saying, Chris, is like, we talked about personas a little bit in a previous episode. So it's going back and not just saying, well, who is right for a mortgage, but who is right for a mortgage with us? What is the size of it? What are challenges people looking for? Let's say your sweet spot's $250,000. What are the challenges of people looking for a mortgage that size, right? Is that really low for your, you know, the median home rate in your area? And so maybe people struggle to have enough of a down payment. Maybe people struggle to get pre-qualified for a big enough house or something like that. And that's where you're like, your local knowledge will come in. But you need to think about, you know, put yourself in the customer's shoes. A $250,000 mortgage shopper is much different than a $800,000 mortgage shopper.
Absolutely.
And an $800,000 mortgage in New York City gets you nothing.
Yeah.
But, you know, here in St. Louis or where Chris is in Jackson, Mississippi, gets you a lot more. And so it's a different, you know, you got to put yourself in that person's shoes, whatever that means for your markets.
Dan, one of the product planning stage questions that we like to ask our bank clients is, does your audience see the product as valuable as you see it? You know, and if the answer to that is yes, and you can say why, then you're tracking. That now, yeah. now you're formulating how this banking product is going to be put out there, because the audience is going to see it as valuable as you see it. Now, you may see it because, hey, like you said, we've got to build deposits so we can do loans, or, you know, and all the planning that we do, which makes perfect sense. But let's make sure that the audience sees that value in it too. And then right behind that, and I know we'll roll into this a little later as we're really starting to talk about the marketing of it too, is what are the reasons to engage?
Right.
With that, you know, and it's not just because they see an ad, whether that ad is on Facebook or a digital ad on a mobile app or a billboard or whatever the case may be, are the reasons to engage because it incentivizes. And because we can kind of roll into our next big part of this too, Dan, is talking about positioning, right? And that that positioning is about solution of pain points. So will you share a little bit about kind of what you and I were visiting about before we started recording today?
Yeah, I mean, we talked in the audience episode about problem solving, right? And as a community bank, you're really in the problem solving business, right? You're in the relationship building, problem solving, customer solution business, right? If a customer came in, walked in the bank and said, I really want to buy a house, but I can't qualify for enough, you know, or I pre-qualified at a few banks and I can't afford what I want, you wouldn't say, oh, well, we're not going to approve you either, get out, right? You'd sit down with them and try to understand their pain points a little more and try to come up with a creative solution. So when we're talking about marketing and advertising around the same thing, it's like, well, how do you start to do that? Or how do you signal to your customers seeing your ads that you will do that for them if they come to you, right? The ad itself, you know, the ad itself isn't going to, we're leaning on the mortgage example a lot, but the ad itself isn't going to sell the whole thing. Sometimes you need to nurture a little bit more and explain, you know, explain your services. So we're trying to figure out a way to signal that it's with you, it's not just a mortgage. It's not just a checking account. It's, you know, your bank will help solve, you know, solve those solutions. So if you talk about the product itself and what, you know, just what a HELOC does or just what a, you know, secure checking account does, it's not, you know, you may feel like you're differentiated because you're really excited about the product that you have. But when you take a step back, there's dozens of other banks trying to say the same stuff. But if instead, you know, you position your product about where your customer's at, right? Your secure checking is people that are worried about protecting their identity or people that just got, you know, run a really hard Facebook ad for a few weeks about your secure checking account, like right after a big data breach happens in the news, you know, or like,
sure.
Think about where your customers at. That's just one tiny example, but like, think about where your customers are at. The pain points are about things in their life. They're not about things related to the product, right? The product is a solution to those pain points that they're having in their life. And it's the right positioning, the right messaging is about connecting those things.
And it's asking ourselves the right questions also about making sure that we understand where the customer is. You know, pandemic times have I think, helped us to be a little more aware of paying attention to, are our customers kind of in freak out mode and having to work from home and doing all these things that they're not usually doing and all that kind of stuff. And maybe even how can we solve that pain point, you know, or are they bored stiff? And, you know, we saw a rise and a trend nationally in HELOCs and home improvement loans, you know, during that time. Why? Well, because when my wife and I had to stay in the house for all these months, we were like, okay, you know what? We've been wanting to, whatever, add on a screen board, right, do these things, you know, sick of this kitchen, whatever the case may be, then that starts to make sense. And that's a pain point. So how is my financial institution going to meet me where I need to be to solve that problem?
Right.
And I don't think I'm going to be intensely focused on rate or anything else. I'm going to go after the relationship and the financial institution that is projecting to me that they can help solve that problem.
Right. Yeah. I think the rate, if you're solving problems, if your marketing is compelling enough to get people involved in conversations and interested in kind of consuming, looking at your website and interacting with you in some way, like that, it transcends rate in a lot of cases. I mean, it's not going to transcend a $500 a month difference in your mortgage rate, you know, your mortgage payment. But, you know, what happens is you'll stop, you know, a lot of the shopping around, right? People shop around and they sort of start with rate, but like the relationship can transcend that if you can really show that you understand where your customer is at, if you can, you know, show that you can signal to them that you can help solve their problems.
Absolutely. Dan, one of our clients late last year, launched their new set of checking products. Okay. And one of their key audiences are retirees and those 50 or 55 and older. And so we spent some time with helping them around that one specifically and the positioning of it. So it was even the name of it, but it was also, you know, pushing that about how it fits that season of life and solves problems and solves challenges. So that it was about security. It was about all these things, much more so than checking account for seniors. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we positioned that and have since seen success, actually a bit beyond what they had projected. And I think because we made sure that the product was telling a story that the target audience could identify with.
Yeah.
And that's so much better than just a dry list of features.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, you made me think of it. One of an example from one of our clients of, you know, they found this like niche in giving loans to truck drivers who wanted to buy their own rig and become like an O&O truck driver. But it's this like special type of loan that I'm sure everybody listening knows a lot more about than me on the loan detail side. But, you know, the one way, the broad way, the old way to approach that is to just like put ads out that say, hey, we have, you know, business operations loans, right? And then you're leaving the customer to kind of connect the dots between, oh, well, I've always wanted to own my own rig. Like maybe I should talk to this bank. But instead, you know, if the bank comes out and says, has a specific ad that says, hey, truckers, ever wanted to own your own rig? Like we can help. Then you're solving a dream, you know, providing a dream, solving a problem for that customer. And at the end of the day, it's a loan. But, you know, I think a lot of banks sort of take the kind of sit back and wait approach, and they'll put information out there and kind of wait for customers to come in. And you want to be sort of physically available for that. But if you have opportunities to take just a plain old loan product, a plain old checking account product, and spin it for seniors, spin it for truck drivers in a way that, you know, really connects the dots on their life problems, it's super compelling.
Dan, one of the cool things about banking, and from people that look at banking or think about it from the outside, think it can be a dry, not exciting industry. And to me, for those of us that are in it, it's so much the opposite. The example that you just used, there is a story behind every single product, offer, you know, every bit of business that we do has a story to it. Small businesses, construction, even just deposit accounts and helping manage your financial life, all of these things, but they each of them have personality and a story behind them. And I think that's a lot of what our point today is about positioning. And that was a great example about the truck drivers. So at the end of the day, you take all of that skin off and it's a loan product.
Right.
You're exactly correct. But what is it really? And the positioning in which you were using is, what does it do? Who are the lives that it impacts and why? And so how is it a fit? And then that's magnetizing rather than just small business operator loan, blah, blah, rate. What I mean, right. Come on.
I have yet to meet a bank, and I haven't talked to all of you yet, but I've yet to meet a bank that in a conversation about goals and about products, something special doesn't come out. Like it may not, you know, it may not be a broad thing like a special kind of loan or a special kind of checking product, but I guarantee you that every bank out there has some special thing, or more likely multiple, that is very commonplace, very status quo for you. But when you look at the market, it's not, or it's, you know, it's unique for your area. And maybe that uniqueness is locked up in the loan department. Maybe the loan department knows all about these special kind of things that they do, and it hasn't reached, you know, marketing. So, I mean, going back to the first part, our first point about those planning meetings, right? You know, your job as a marketer can be in part to sort of tease those things out and understand what's unique and what's not. And where you see points of uniqueness, like the senior checking, like the truck driving, you can, you know, leverage those. And it's not, you know, you're not going to cover the entire market, right? I mean, if you're in a city with, let's say, 1 million people or 100,000, 10,000 people, it doesn't matter. Maybe only like a small percentage. I mean, how many truck drivers are in, you know, a given city that would be interested in these loans? But with a message, you know, if you have a message that speaks directly to the 1,000 truck drivers in the city of 1 million people, those 1,000 people are going to pay a lot more attention to it.
There you go.
I think we probably mentioned in the audience episode, you can get, you know, 20, 30, 40% response rates on these super targeted things, you know, which is 20% of a really tiny market is probably still bigger than, you know, 0.1% of a really big thing and a very generic message.
And from the customer's perspective, the reason that reason to engage that I mentioned earlier is so much higher.
Yeah.
Because, oh, I can really identify with that. I can,
yep.
I can relate to that. Oh, that fits my need and solves a pain point or fulfills a dream for me or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I thought of a third example from a meeting we had last week where we were talking about loans, and we said, well, what do you do that's unique? Like, no, you know, I don't know. We do this and the market's pretty slow here. And I said, well, like, what do you do that, like, when people come to you, right, where what are they having trouble with at other banks? And we had this long conversation and finally came out like, well, we do, you know, loans for manufactured homes. We love them. And they're like, and are the three banks up the street won't do them. I'm like, well, there you go. That's, yep. You know, like that's the thing. That's one, at least one thing to focus on, that there's a little market there and you need messages that sort of, you know, hit that hard. Right. Mm-hmm. And at that point, sort of the next topic we're going to get to in this episode was like offers and incentives. Right. But at the point where if you're getting customers that excited, you don't need the offer, right? The incentive to reach out to you is that you've gotten them that excited, or that you're the only one that offers the truck driver loan, or at least you're the only one that advertises the truck driver loan in your area. But you don't, at that point, you don't need to say, we do this loan and we have rates cheaper than anywhere else. You can just say, we do this loan. And that's enough to like get people excited, get people to come to you.
Dan, when you and I were talking about this previously, you labeled that as avoiding the race to the bottom.
Yeah.
And that's so well said. I mean, why? How much are we going to beat up on price, on rates, on this and that, and put so much marketing effort behind that, as opposed to capturing audience more in the ways that we've been talking about today? I think that was a great point.
Yeah, the lowering rates is a race to the bottom, and it attracts, like, people that are shopping for rates, not people that are going to become, you know, that are going to make you their primary financial institution, not people that are going to be deep long-term customers. Yeah, you could get a few, but like, if you're out there just trying to beat everybody else on rates, then you're going to attract a different type of customer. And I think, you know, we were also talking, Chris, about there's a time and a place for that, right? If you're in a super loan heavy market, and you need more deposits to be able to make more loans, yeah, maybe you go out and you buy some deposit customers and you're willing to like drop your rate super low in order to do that. And so fine, like we're not saying never do that, but it's there's a reason to do it. Not if you're feeling the need to have the lowest rates on every single product across the board, you should take a step back and kind of think about those and, you know, the problem solving, the incentives that we're talking
right.
about here.
And at some point, your board's going to look at you and see how low all of the margins are.
Yeah.
And kind of go, everybody needs to get paid here. We've got to keep the lights on. So at some point, we've got to have some better margins here, right? So it's kind of like if you're the retail store shop on the corner, and you have the absolute lowest prices, and it's lower prices on everything throughout the store than everybody else in town, and they're gone next year because they couldn't stay in business. Well, right. You know, and the thought process there was, oh, we're going to attract the most people. We're going to, you know, get the most shoppers in here, but they failed to keep the doors open. So I think this does this when it's that race to the bottom exclusively.
Yeah.
Dan, I think that's a great point. And you were mentioning that it's attracting, yes, you might get a few of those rate shoppers and all of that. But to me, those are the quickest out the back door also.
Right.
Because if you got them because you were 0.01%, you know, different, then that means they're also going to head right out the back door next year or 6 months from now when their CD or whatever the case may be. because they got 0.01% somewhere else. Those are not loyal customers, and they aren't relationship customers, which are the ones that you're really after. One of the, I think, the most important things to think about, we've got one of our clients that for a while got really focused on student checking accounts. And do you make a lot of money off of that? I mean, I know my kids are all college and young adult age now, but I mean, for years, man, you're talking about a monthly average balance of $113, if that. That's a good one. So that's not where you're tracking a bunch of money, but the lifetime value of that customer, if you're willing to be patient and maintain the relationship and do that. So maybe that product is not the golden goose, but boy, if it grabs that relationship and then they get married and they get buy their first home and then they start a small business and then they need a HELOC and then they're, you know, so the lifetime value of that kid, you know, it, and that's one example, but you know, we can do it with top end business loans all the way to just simple checking account products and the opportunities to cross sell via that relationship as opposed to acquiring new customers that are going to have very little connectivity with you or loyalty.
Right. And it's, I think there's a lot of like using the student checking example, and there's a lot of student checking accounts out there that are like, well, we service kids from 12 to 22. And similar, like if you listen to the audience episode, we talked about how, you know, millennials could be today anywhere from 26 to 41. And same thing with students. There's much different problems when you're 12 versus when you're 22. But if you can talk to the customer along the way and, you know, realize, oh, hey, it looks like you're a year out from graduating college. Well, let's start educating you on, you can keep this account for life, right? With all of our online banking solutions, you know, you don't have to, when you get a job, you don't have to switch, or, you know, we have a free ATM network or what, all those things. It's just recognizing, I mean, I'm talking about products and features here, but my point is, it's about recognizing where they are in life, no matter if they're a 12-year-old or if they're a 75-year-old, recognize where they are in their life, what things they want to accomplish at that time, and, you know, and talk to them about it. You know, bring them, go be on the journey with them, meet them where they are, and, you know, help take them to the next step. That's kind of all marketing really is about, right? Is meet the person where they are and bring them on the journey with you. And banking is, it's much easier to see that metaphor than with something like a t-shirt. But, you know, because with banking, we're talking about these big life, you know, life events and goals and dreams. So the hard part is doing this at scale, doing this for all of your different target customers for across all of your different products. But often, you know, like the trucking and the senior checking example, if you start with one thing like that where you know you can make a difference, it's going to start changing things for your bank. And it's easy to layer on other things, you know, down the line.
Sure. And it's the development, you know, in earlier episodes, we've talked about a lot about what is your bank's superpower, you know, and we had a bank president that was on that talked so much about community and those kind of things. And some of our other guests that have really zeroed in on what the bank's superpower is. And from a marketer's perspective, we're also trying to constantly develop and promote the personality of the bank, you know, and what is that? So there are all those things that feed into this. And Dan, the products and the offers here should stem from that. You know, are we a bank that solves small business problems? Is that right. Just as an example of many, but, or are we an ag bank, or are we a, we have one of those too that's focused on manufactured housing or whatever, you know, and so what are we? And then don't apologize for it. Create your products and offers and incentives and all of that around it and go for it. Right.
Yep.
So, which I think probably, I know we were going to segue here also into messaging some, Dan. So, what are some of your thoughts there around, all right, so we've planned it, we've planned the products, we've strategized the positioning for this product or set of products well. we've outlined the offers and the incentives and looked at not just beating up on price, but real reason to relate and reason to engage. So then for us marketing folks, it's about the messaging and how to transpose all of that. So some thoughts there?
Yeah, well, first I want to point out, up to this point in this conversation, we're talking about like incentives, we're talking about offers and positioning, but what we're really saying is this stuff is, so far it's like inside the bank conversations, right? When you talk about offers and incentives and positioning, it's more about like, well, who is the best customer for this? What are their life problems we're trying to solve? We haven't yet gotten to the tagline or the ad copy, right? And that's what we're talking about in messaging is like, now what does this ad actually look like? Mm-hmm. But just want to make the point, up to this point, it's internal conversations, right? Get in your customer's head is what I'm trying to say.
Great
put yourself
point.
In their shoes, any number of cliches, but you know, really think about the customer. Don't get wrapped up in the execution of the ad campaign yet. Don't, you know, worry about how many characters your Facebook ad copy can be. It's understand that customer and their problems first, then tie the offer incentive type of thing to it. And then we get to the messaging. Right. And so with messaging, then you can put pen to paper and think about, well, for this particular customer at this life stage, you know, here's what we're talking here. Here's what we want to talk to them about. Here's how we're going to talk to them about it. Now, what do we actually say? Right. And we see a lot of banks that, you know, or a lot of companies really get to the stage and then you kind of forget all these other conversations and you just say, we have the best checking account. Right. You're not talking to that customer. Right. So,
right. That's kind of the buy from us. Hey, buy from us.
Right.
Well, okay. That does nothing for me as a consumer. Right.
You know, so I think at this stage, just remembering that it's not about your product, right? It's about what your product does. So there was a quote, I didn't make this quote and I tried to find before this who did, but the quote is don't show your product in action. I think it came from one of the old school, like, Mad Men, Don Draper style guys. But, you know, what we're trying to say is it's not, don't say checking, right? Say, show what the checking can do. Show the truck driver on the, you know, in that first ride in his own rig, feeling really great. Show the senior with all the trips they can take with the saving, you know, the special savings account. Show the product in action, but make sure you're doing that in a distinct way. Like I see a lot of bank ads that are, you know, we're showing somebody repainting a room and talking about HELOCs, but it's not showing, that's showing the pain of the construction, not the enjoyment of the new house that you got from the HELOC. So just think about kind of the imagery, the words that you're using to show your product in action, right? And keep in mind, like, your bank is the solution, right? The product is not, the product alone isn't the solution because customers can get that product at umpteen different places. So if you've whittled down your product and your offers to the level where people are just, the smaller group that you're talking to is just naturally going to get excited about it, your bank is the solution, right? There are no, if you've transcended the rate, you've transcended the product itself, and you're positioning the bank as, hey, we understand seniors, we understand truck drivers. And yeah, maybe the initial offer is around an O&O loan, but you know, what you're really trying to do is build that relationship, bring them in, solve their problems, right? Today, you're solving their O&O problem to buy the rig. But in 6 months, if the economy changes and they aren't getting as many routes, maybe then you're selling them the problem of, well, we'll defer some payments or we'll change the terms. And, you know, you're in that business. And you all know that, but it's getting that out in the messaging that's tricky.
And that was exactly the thought that I was going to jump into is that several times during this episode, we've mentioned relationship. And that's exactly correct is promote the relationship. Yes, the product specifically may be the point of entry. And it may be the hook for the marketing because, oh, that fits my daughter for student checking or that fits, you know, me as a small business owner that wants to expand my shop or build a building or whatever the case may be. So those are the hooks, but then that's right. Promoting the relationship, and it is the relationship. The bank is the solution, not just the product. Because again, ultimately, that's what we want, are loyal customer relationships that have cross-selling opportunities, that are long-term customers and not ones that are hopping around. And the messaging should certainly reflect that. You know, so how are we show in the messaging how we're solving the pain point or fulfilling the dream? So I like how you said that, you know?
Yeah. And I we'll in another couple episodes, we're going to have one just on messaging. So stay tuned for a deep dive there. But yeah, like the goal in the messaging phase here is to distill all this stuff that we thought, you know, sat down and thought through with our client, all of the customer knowledge that the bank has built up over the years. And it's hard. It's really hard to distill that down into a few characters or an image. The more you can do that, you know, the more you can get away from just showing the product and showing the product in action, the more excited people are going to get, you know, better response rate you'll get. And it'll make your lives, for a little bit of harder upfront work, it'll make your lives a lot easier.
There you go. For sure. Well, so to recap for us here, Dan, and I guess summarize the product process that we've talked about today, it is the first and crucial step is the planning, the pre-planning, you know, the identifying the audience, you know, and building into that the right way. Mm-hmm. And then the positioning, which is the solution of pain points and all that means in that internal process that you were describing. This is all behind the closed doors in the bank, right? And then in the offers and incentives part of this is to getting away from the race to the bottom and targeting those relationships, how we make a difference, and those customers that we want that are relationship customers. Right. And yep. That are multi-product, multi-service customers. And then in the messaging that the bank, I like how you said that the bank is the solution, not just the product for sure. Yep. So yeah, I think, and for our listeners to go through that process rather than just kind of it's our fault if we just kind of do the mundane normal process of, oh, here's a new deposit product or a new loan product, and here's what we're going to do, and just go put it out there. And if we don't fully envelope that entire process the way that we've described it today, I think we're missing out on the opportunity that's really going to help grow our market share. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people see dozens of bank ads probably every day, right? So you have to be differentiated. Digital marketing doesn't work anymore if you just turn on an ad and let it run, right? You've got to put the strategy in, and you've got to, you know, hone those messages so that they stand out from all the other bank ads out there. And, you know, so follow this process, do some introspection first, you know, come at the messaging with intention and with armed with that customer knowledge, and you'll start standing out from everything else that's out there.
Outstanding. I think this gives some meat to the bone, Dan, for our listeners today to hopefully think much deeper about this whole product issue and how it relates to and walks all the way out through their marketing. So I think this has been super. So, well, good. Well, you know, switching gears here a little bit, Dan, what's been great and fun is that every time you and I talk, one or the other of us is getting out and going to a State Banking Association conference or giving workshops or all that kind of stuff. Yep. Ain't it great to be in person? hey, what webinars are awesome, and in person is 10 times better. So that's been great. I know you've had several of those this year.
Yeah, I've got to fight my natural introverted tendencies to get on out, but it's been fun. Great to start seeing some people. And I know you've got, Chris, by the time this episode comes out, you'll be on the road somewhere else, right?
Yeah. I'll be headed to the Alabama Bankers Association annual conference, and their big one later in June as well, which is going to be great, and a state that we've got lots of financial institution clients in, and really happy to be getting out and connecting with those folks. So that's going to be great. And then I know you and I have more of those as the year goes on. So looking forward to those.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got one more that I'll have already be done with by the time this one comes out, but then, waiting on the fall circuit.
There you go.
Yeah. To wrap up the product conversation too, I put a plug out for us. If you have questions, like Chris and I are both, we love talking about this stuff. So if hopefully our conversation sparks some thoughts, we're happy to chat through them, answer questions. If you have a point you're stuck on, don't hesitate to reach out. We're here. So you can reach both of us at contact@bankmarketingshow.com. You can find that on the website as well. But we can definitely be a resource for you as you're thinking through this stuff.
Sometimes we don't stop and share that enough. Yeah. And invite people to reach out and contact us, Stan. So I'm glad that you said that too. And we'd like to share best practices like we talk about on the podcast here all the time and those kind of things. So
yeah,
great thought to remind folks to reach out to us.
Yeah.
Man, great to visit with you today. This was a good one. Looking forward to continuing into some good juicy episodes. I know we've got several really cool guests coming up in some of our next few episodes. So great to be with you today, Dan. Thanks for your time and all of our listeners as well. We appreciate you. And until next time.
Yeah, likewise. Talk to y'all soon.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us. To go deeper or get access to some of the valuable nuggets from today's show, go to bankmarketingshow.com. There you'll find episodes, links to resources, and much more. Be sure to subscribe wherever you find your podcasts. And join us next time.